阿门。奉主耶稣圣名，那么开始第二节的聚会。
In the name of Jesus Christ, we begin the second session of service.
唱诗四百首。
Let us sing hymn number 400.
求主带领我们的聚会。
Let us pray in one accord to ask God to guide us in our service.
一起来祈祷。
Let's pray. The Bible has fairly recorded every detail of everyone's faults if they have committed mistakes.
这个也告诉我们说，我们人性真的有弱点，所以很容易犯错。
This clearly tells us that in our human nature, it is very easy for us to make mistakes.
那这也告诉我们说，神实在是很怜悯的，他还接纳我。
It also tells us that God is surely merciful because He has always accepted us.
但是这个世代的信仰到了约瑟，我们看约瑟，从圣经看起来没有一点错。
But to the generation of faith, when it comes to Joseph, we see that Joseph has not made any mistakes.
这是一个很难得的一个人物。
He is someone who is very precious.
那我们从这个人物里面来学习几点。
From this Bible character, we can study a few points.
如果我们看他住的生活环境。
When we look at someone's environment of living,
他本来是住在迦南地的。
In the beginning, he was living in the land of Canaan.
他后来因为他的哥哥嫉妒他，就把他卖掉。
Later on, due to the jealousy of his brothers, he was sold.
就是卖到埃及地去。
He was sold to the land of Egypt.
那这个约瑟被卖到埃及地，他本身没有错误。
The reason why he was sold to Egypt was not because of his mistakes.
不是因为他的错误。
It was not because of his faults.
是因为他家庭里面的问题。
The problem lies within his family.
那这个家庭的问题不是他能够控制的。
The problem within his family is beyond his control.
就是因为家庭发生问题，他被出卖到埃及。
Because the existence of the problems in his family, he was sold to Egypt.
这样开始了他漂泊的生活。
This has begun his wandering life.
所以有时候我们常常在想，为什么我生在这样的家庭里面？
Sometimes we may wonder how come I am born in such a family.
好像我自己都没有办法改变。
It looks like I cannot have the personal choice to change.
有时候我们就一直在想，为什么神让我遇到这个环境？
And sometimes we may ask God, why is it that we're meeting with such a tribulation?
所以我们常常把我们的命运就归于这是我的家庭，所以我今天才会这样。
We often connect our destiny to our family, which results in our current state.
那如果我们常常把自己的命运归于因为是出于我的家庭，我的环境。
If we always blame our destiny because of our family life or our environment of living,
这样就好像说没有一个神。
Then we are saying that there is no God.
好像如果有一个神他并没有爱我。
It seems that if there is God, then this God must not have loved me.
因为我活在这样的家庭里面，好像神并没有做什么。
Because by living in such a family, it looks like God is not doing anything.
但是如果我们从约瑟的故事看来，
But if we take a closer look at the story of Joseph,
不是这个样子。
It is not so.
一个人如果真的敬畏神，
If a person truly fears the Lord,
坚持属灵的原则，
He is steadfast in his spiritual principles,
有神同在，
God abides with him,
你一直把他看到最好，他的结局一定是好的。
We continue to look at his lifetime, he will have a good result.
我们人的问题在哪里？
Where is the problem of man?
问题我们在一个不好的环境里面，我们跟着不好。
The problem lies in the fact that we are in a bad environment and we continue to act badly.
我们用负面的反应来回应我们负面的环境。
We negatively respond to our negative environment.
结果就造成负面的结果。
Yielding a very negative result.
那这样就一直沉下去了。
So this is a chain effect.
但是约瑟不是这样。
But Joseph is not like that.
约瑟的家庭当然有一些负面。
Of course, there are some negative points in Joseph's family.
第一个就是他的父亲偏爱。
The first is the favoritism shown by his father.
37章创世纪。
Genesis chapter 37.
我们看第二节。
We read verse 2.
第三节。
Verse 3,
以色列原来爱约瑟过于爱他的众子，因为约瑟是他年老生的，给他做一件彩衣。这个以色列偏爱约瑟。
Here says, now Israel loved Joseph.
特别是他年纪大生的。
Because this son was born in his old age.
那给他做一件彩衣。
He made him a tunic of many colors.
只有他有彩衣啊。
Only Joseph had this colorful robe.
那这件彩衣就变成他哥哥要卖他的原因。每一次看到那个彩衣，为什么他有我没有？
This colorful robe later became the basis on which the brothers wanted to sell him. Why is it that he can have that colorful robe and I don't?
因为爸爸爱他，不爱我。
Because daddy loves him, but daddy doesn't love me.
那怎么办？
Then what should I do?
把他卖掉了，爸爸就会爱我们。
I have to sell him so that father will love me too.
所以你如果五个孩子你只有一个买给他 iPad， 这个 iPad 会发生问题啊。
If you have five children and you only buy iPod for one of them, and this iPod will become a source of the problem.
可能不会卖到埃及的，但是可能有一些心理问题。
Perhaps your children will not be sold to the land of Egypt, but there will be some psychological problems.
不然就是轮流用，不然就是每一个人买一个给他。
Otherwise, you can ask them to take turns, or you can buy one iPod for each.
我们要让每一个孩子觉得我们对他是公平的。
You have to let
each
of your children feel that you love them equally.
那其实约瑟他没有错，那爸爸要爱我怎么办？
Actually, Joseph has no fault. Is it his fault that his father wanted to love him?
然后他爸爸就叫他去看他的兄弟。
So his father instructed him to go and search for his brothers.
他也爱恨他的兄弟，也顺服爸爸，你叫我去我就去吧。
He submitted to his father and also loved his brothers.
但是他的兄弟对他有这种苦毒 bitterness 在心里面。
But the brothers have bitterness in their hearts to him.
所以就打算把他杀掉。
They intended to kill him.
那其中有一个就比较有良心了。
But one of them had a better conscience.
说这个我们兄弟把他杀掉不太好吧。
He said, "It is not that good to kill our brother."
那我们不如把他卖掉了。
Let us sell him instead.
因为杀掉你手上有血啊，卖掉你没有血啊，那至少良心比较平安呢。
You have created bloodshed in your hands if you have killed this person. But if you sell him, there is no stains.
其实在这个整个发展的过程里面，后来你回头过来看，都有神在带领。
Actually, throughout the whole progression of events, when you turn back and look, there is the guidance of God.
真的，一个敬畏神的人呢，他的命运不是人能够操纵的。
A person cannot take control over someone's life, especially if that person fears the Lord.
今天如果我们一直归我们的命运是某一个人的错，这个是不对，从圣经看起来是不对的。
Today, if we continue to blame our destiny on someone else, then according to the Bible, this is not right.
一个敬畏神的人，他的命运是被神掌管的。
For a person who fears the Lord, his or her destiny is in the hands of God.
好像沉下去，他还会再起来。
It looks like you're sinking down, but he will come up again.
好像打倒，他还会再起来。
He looks like he's fallen down, but he will stand up again.
因为神在他里面。
Because God is in him.
你能够把他怎样？
What can you do to him?
这个是我们从约瑟里面所学习的。
This is something that we learn from the story of Joseph.
所以他的哥哥就把他卖掉了。
So his brothers here sold him away.
然后告诉他爸爸。
And then told his father.
当然他爸爸就很伤心了。
Of course his father was very sorrowful.
那这就是约伯开始的漂泊。
And this started the life of wandering.
但是虽然约瑟被卖到埃及里面。
Even though Joseph was sold to Egypt.
我们看三十九章。
We take a look at Genesis chapter 39,
第二节
verse 2.
约瑟住在他主人埃及人的家中，神与他同在，他就百事顺利。
The Lord was with Joseph, and he was a successful man, and he was in the house of his master, the Egyptian.
那如果我们看那个诗篇的105篇，怎么看在描写约瑟？
If we take a look at Psalms 105, how does it describe Joseph?
我们看诗篇105篇。
Psalms 105.
第七节
verse 7,
105篇第七节
Psalms 105 verse 7,
在他们以前打发一个人去约瑟约瑟被卖为奴仆十八节
verse 17,
人用脚镣伤他，用铁链拘锁
verse 18,
十九节
verse 19,
神的话试炼他，直等到他所说的应验。这里说他被卖为奴仆。
Here says Joseph was sold as a slave.
他父亲的爱子一下子变成奴仆。
The beloved son of his father, out of a sudden he became a slave.
本来有一件彩衣的，彩衣也没有了，现在变成一件囚衣。
He used to have a colorful robe, but now he's in fetters.
那所以脚链呢来拘锁他。
His feet was in fetters.
这个就是约瑟在最贫贱的时刻在埃及做奴仆。
This is the time when Joseph was in Egypt. He was in the state of poverty.
但是我们看约瑟在埃及里面他对神的态度没有改变。
However, we can see that even though Joseph was in Egypt, his attitude toward God has never changed.
所以人跟神这个关系到底有多强？
So how strong is the relationship between man and God?
有时候你看不出来。
Sometimes we cannot tell.
环境改变就发现就可以看得出来。
But when the environment changes, then you can tell.
那怎么可以看出来我们跟神的关系有多强？
So how can we detect what is the degree of our relationship to God?
一个是当你往下沉的时候，你怎么看神？
Firstly is when we go down, how do we view God?
第二个是你往下浮的时候，你怎么对待神？
Or secondly, when we float up, how do we treat God?
这个两个都是考验。
These two are examination points.
那在约瑟最落魄的时候。
But in the most degraded state of Joseph,
在诗篇105篇说，神的话试炼他。
In Psalms 105 said the word of God tested him.
什么叫做试炼他？
What is the meaning of testing him?
因为他本来就做到梦，说他将来会伟大。
Because in the beginning he already had this dream that one day he will become great.
那今天为什么我被卖到这里？这个是没有答案的。
Today I have no answer of how I can be sold to here.
但是没有答案，他又一直坚信说神一定没有错。
But in the state of no answers, he still was steadfast that God shall not make mistakes.
这需要信心。
This requires faith.
这个叫做试炼他。
This is the testing of faith.
所以今天我们每一个人在神里面，我们的命都是好的。
So every one of us in the Lord today, our lives are good.
充充满满，有恩典，有真理，在神里面没有一个人是命不好的。
Our life is abundant with grace and truth. No one of our lives are bad in God.
所以你如果一个信耶稣的人去告诉不信的人，我多可怜，那就亏负了神的恩典。
If you're a believer of Christ and you tell someone who is unbeliever, how bad is my life, then you are unworthy of God.
每一个信耶稣命都是好的。
Every believer of Christ has a very good life.
那问题是，那我们遇到往下沉这个患难的环境的时候，你要怎么去解释神很爱我？
The problem comes when we meet with the low points of life, when we meet with adversities. How do you explain that God loves me?
其实在患难当中，我们能够持守信仰，这个是彰显神荣耀的一个机会。
Actually, the fact that we can hold on steadfastly to our faith, even when we are in our low points, it is a chance to magnify God.
圣经里面记载约伯。
The Bible recorded of Job.
约伯在东方中为自大。
Job was the greatest in the east.
他很多的牛羊。
He had a lot of cattle.
他很多很尊贵，人很尊重他。
He was very precious in many people's eyes.
那神也很满意啊。
God was filled with satisfaction.
在约伯记第一章里面，神对魔鬼说：“你看有没有人这样敬畏我，远离恶事。”
Therefore, in Job chapter 1, God says to Satan, "Can you find a man such as Job who feared me?"
那魔鬼就跟神讲。
So Satan said to God.
他说啊，约伯敬畏你是有原因的啦。
Oh, Job, fear you for one reason.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为你四面围上篱笆，你祝福他这么多，当然他会拜你啊。
Because you have created a fence around him and you have blessed him abundantly, of course he will be reverent toward you.
所以这个魔鬼就是要，主要就是要把神跟约伯的关系把它离开来。
The main goal for the Satan is to pull the relationship back between Job and God.
也就是说，约伯今天拜你是出于功利。
Which means that because he has received benefits, Job is now fearing you.
因为你对他好，他当然对你好。
Because you have been good to him, of course he will be good to you back.
你现在你把这个功利拿掉，看他看他怎么对你。
But if you take all these benefits away from him, look at how he will treat you.
魔鬼说他一定把你弃掉。
Satan say he will surely depart from you.
那神就允许魔鬼下来。
So God allowed Satan to touch him.
结果一天来啊，约伯的孩子死了。
So within a day, all Job's children were dead.
牛羊死了。
His cattle were gone.
财产没有了。
He lost all his wealth.
这是一种考验。
This is a severe test.
但是约伯怎么说？
But what did Job say?
他说神的名是应当称颂的。
He said, God's name is to be magnified.
所以在这个地方我就看到约伯敬拜神不是功利。
So from this we can see the reason why Job is worshiping God is not because of benefit.
是神本身就是值得你拜的。
Because God himself is worthy for you to worship.
那现在魔鬼又来见神。
Now Satan come back to God.
那神就说你看约伯。
So God said, you can see my servant Job.
他是完全正直。
He is perfectly righteous.
敬畏神。
He feared the Lord.
那魔鬼说这个有原因的。
Satan said, there must be a reason.
你让他身体很健康嘛，当然他就敬拜你。
You have given him good health, of course he will come to worship you.
那神说好，你不可以拿掉他生命，我就把他交给你。
And God said, all right, I will hand him over to you, but do not touch his life.
结果约伯就开始生病。
So Job started to be ill.
全身生疮。
He had sores all over him.
连他的朋友来看，哭了三天。
Even when his three friends came over, they cried for 3 days.
可见他很落魄。
We can tell that he has been in his
lowest point. 在那个时刻
，at that very moment,
约伯的太太说：“你拜神拜到这样，你弃掉神死掉算了吧。”
Job's wife continued to say, "You worship God to this state. Curse God and die."
但是约伯跟神的关系没有改变。
But Job's relationship with God has never changed.
这个就是神的荣耀。
This is the glory of God.
当你在最患难的时候，你还感谢神、高举神，这个就是神的荣耀。
When you are in your severe state of adversity, you can still magnify God and praise Him. This is God's glory.
那约瑟在埃及是很落魄。
Joseph was sold as a slave in the lowest point in Egypt.
但是他坚守他的信仰。
But he kept his faith.
这个就是神的荣耀。
This is the glory of God.
然后神也继续跟他同在。
And then God continued to abide with him.
所以今天我们没有办法保证我们一生的环境不会发生什么问题。
Therefore, today we can have no power to guarantee that in our whole lifetime we will not meet with adversities.
其实我们已经得到神很多恩典了。
Actually, we have received a lot of blessing from God.
但是有一天我们环境变化了。
But one day when we have a change in environment,
请问我们跟神的关系又受影响吗？
Are we going to be changed in relationship with God?
保罗曾说。
What is Paul's words?
我们请看罗马书。
Let us turn to Romans.
罗马书的第五章。
Romans chapter 5.
第八章。
Romans chapter 8.
三十五节。
Verse 35.
谁能使我们与基督的爱隔绝呢？难道是患难吗？是困苦吗？是刀剑吗？是饥饿吗？是赤身肉体？是危险吗？是刀剑吗？我们看三十八节。
Verse 38.
因我深爱，无论是死是生，是天使是掌权的，是有能的，将来的事，是高是低，是别的受造主，都不能叫我们与神的爱隔绝。这爱是我们在主耶稣基督里。
39.
保罗说什么都不能够使我跟神隔绝。
Paul said nothing shall separate me from God.
刀剑患难都不能够使我跟神隔绝。
Adversities or the sword will never be able to separate me from God.
有一次我到一个养老院去看一个老人。
One time I went to an elderly home to visit an elderly person.
他只有一个桌子。
He only had a table.
一个床。
A bed.
一个电视。
And a TV.
一个电话。
He had a telephone.
我非常感动。
I was very moved.
我在那里跟他谈话半个钟头。
I was conversing with the man for about half an hour.
他每一句话都感谢神。
For every word he said, he gave praise to God.
他的人生已经简单到最后什么最简单的一个情况。
His life has become so simple to the point of the most simplicity.
但是他每一句都感谢神。
But every word that came from his mouth was words of praise.
这真的是神的荣耀。
This is truly the glory of God.
人在患难当中。
When a person is in adversity,
能坚持，他要拜神。
He can still worship God and steadfastly hold on to his faith.
那既然约伯在患难当中，他能够坚持他的原则。
And since Job can keep hold of his faith in times of adversity,
神就继续与他同在。
God continued to abide with him.
那我们在读这个但以理的故事也是一样。
When we look at the story of Daniel, it is the same.
但以理后来被升到宰相去。
Later on, Daniel became the prime minister.
在之前他也是经历患难。
But before that, he met with a lot of tribulations.
他被掳到外国去。
He was captivated to another country.
但是他被掳到外国去，他对神的信仰没有改变。
When he was taken to another country, he never changed in his faith.
所以神就赐福给他。
So God continued to bless him.
所以说这我们从圣经看起来，患难不能改变我。
So from the Bible, we can conclude
贫贱不能改变我。
That poverty or adversities will not be able to change us.
那在创世纪里面，我们到39章。
When we read Genesis until the book of chapter 39.
现在约瑟遇到第二个困难。
Now Joseph met with the second problem.
就是遇到他祖母的太太。
He met with his master's wife.
好，我们看39章的第七节。
We read chapter 39, verse 7.
这事以后，约瑟的祖母的妻子以目送请给约瑟说：“你与我同寝吧。”这里说这个约瑟的祖母要跟约瑟有一个关系。
Here we see that his master's wife wanted to have a relationship with Joseph.
那这个对约瑟来讲这当然是一个很难拒绝的。
To Joseph, this is something that is hard to resist.
第一个，他是一个年轻人。
Firstly, he was a very young man.
第二个，这个妇人是有权柄的。
Secondly, the master's wife carried authority.
所以你看，后来约瑟不听从了。
So later on, we can see that he denied her request.
那这个妇人就翻脸。
This master's wife changed in attitude.
就用权柄来办他。
She took her authority to put him down.
我们看这个第39章。
We turn to chapter 39.
他听见我放声喊起来，就把衣裳丢在我这里，跑到外边去。16节。
16.
妇人把约瑟的衣裳放在那里，有等着他主人回来。17节。
17.
就对他说：“如此说，你所带我到这个那个希伯来人仆人进来要戏弄我。”18节。
18.
我放声喊叫，他就把衣裳丢在这里跑出去了。所以因为这个这样，约瑟就下到监牢里面去了。
Because of this, Joseph was imprisoned.
他敬畏神。
He feared the Lord.
但是好像神没有保护他。
Then why is not God protecting him?
结果他再沉得更深，他现在是下到监牢里面去。
Now he has descended into the prison even deeper.
其实这个祖母有这个权，约瑟很可能就说：“好吧，那既然就顺你吧。”
Actually, the master's wife had this authority. Joseph could have said, "All right, I'll follow your will."
那如果他这样做
，But if he had done that,
整个创世纪约瑟的故事可能改写了。
The whole story of Joseph in the book of Genesis might probably have been changed.
因为如果他这样做，神就离开了他了。
Because once he had done that, then God will depart from him.
他的命运就改变了。
He has changed his destiny.
那为什么约瑟不这样做
？Then what is the reason that Joseph did not do that?
他明明知道可能有一个后果会在后面。
He clearly understood there might be a consequence that he had to pay.
因为这个妇人有权，你不照他的话讲，有一个后果。
Because this master's wife carried authority. If you don't follow her words, you have to suffer a consequence.
但是对约瑟来讲
，But to Joseph,
神最大。
God is the greatest.
我不能够得罪神。
I cannot offend God.
那你能够把我怎样，你就怎样吧。
Whatever you want to do to me, do it unto me.
但是我不能得罪神。
But I cannot offend God.
这个叫做24小时的基督徒。
This is a 24-hour Christian.
不是在教会才是基督徒。
Not only a church Christian.
在你面对生活的环境里面。
In every facet of life that you face in your daily life.
很多的原则你一坚持，可能对你不利。
You might have lost your benefits when you hold on to some principles.
可能你会失去工作。
You might have lost your job.
可能你会失去升迁的机会。
Or perhaps you might lose the opportunity for a promotion.
可能你会失去一些利益。
Or you might have lost certain benefits.
所以在那个时候，请问你是要保有现有的利益而在信仰上妥协，还是你要敬畏神而不计后果的坚持你的原则？
So under the circumstances, are you going to keep your current position and forget about your faith and compromise, or are you going to keep steadfastly to your faith?
这个是我们常常遇到的。
This is our something that we frequently face.
但以理的故事。
The story of Daniel.
但以理在王宫里面。
Daniel was in the palace.
人就预备最好的东西给他吃。
Many people have served him with the best food.
但是是拜偶像的。
But these are offered to idols before.
但以理说我不能吃。
Daniel refused and said, I cannot eat.
这个就是原则。
This is his principle.
虽然他受这个当时巴比伦的教育。
Even though he had received Babylonian education,
他穿的是巴比伦的衣服。
He wore robes of the Babylonian Empire.
他活在巴比伦的文化里面。
He was immersed in the Babylonian culture.
他会讲巴比伦话。
He was able to speak fluently in Babylonian.
但是他里面有一个原则。
But within him there is a strict principle.
就是不是巴比伦人的原则。
Something that is not Babylonian.
就是以色列人的原则。
Which is the principles of the Israelites.
就是敬畏神。
Which is to fear the Lord.
玷污我，我不吃。
Something that will defile me, I will not eat.
但是他没有因为这个样子，所以他就掉下去，一辈子起不来。
But he did not fall and cannot stand up just because of that.
他后来神给他聪明啊。
Later on, God gave him wisdom.
所以他就被选到王宫里面去啊。
That is the reason why he got elected into the palace.
所以人的命运不是人在控制的。
So the destiny of man is in no way handled by any other
man. 如果我们怕人而得罪神，你就掉下去了。
If we, for the sake of fearing men, we offended God, then we are falling down.
但是如果你敬畏神，
But if you fear the Lord,
不计后果，坚持你的原则，
you keep on to your principles, not considering the consequences.
神跟你同在，你不会倒。
God abides with you, you shall never fall.
后来但以理到王宫。
Later on, Daniel went to the palace.
现在王就被利用了，下一个命令。
Now the king was being manipulated, and he have another decree.
说不可以向王以外的任何一个人或神求什么。
One shall not bow down to any other person or God aside from the king.
但以理会变成宰相，这个是王把他提拔上来的。
The reason why Daniel can come up to the position of the prime minister is because of the king's elevation.
那现在王下一个命令，你不可以拜神。
But now the king has pronounced a decree that you cannot worship God.
你听不听？
Are you going to listen to him?
你不听，你可能你这个宰相职位就没有了。
If you don't listen to him, you might have lost your position of a prime minister.
你听，你就得罪神了。
If you follow him, then you have offended God.
但以理回到他家里面。
Daniel returned to his home.
窗户打开来，面对耶路撒冷，一天三次祷告。
He opened the windows and facing toward Jerusalem, he prayed three times a day.
这个是不变的，不能改变的。
This is something that cannot be changed.
我跟神的关系是不能改变的。
My relationship with God can never be changed.
真的，后来后果来了。
Later on, the consequences came.
抓起来丢到狮子坑里面。
He was captured into the lion's den.
但是神把狮子口封起来。
But God shut up the lion's mouth.
王就吓了一跳啊。
The king was shocked.
所以后来王就把他拿上来。
Later on, the king elevated him even more.
这一次他的地位更稳固。
This time, his position is even more steadfast.
为什么？
Why?
因为王看到神与他同在。
Because the king witnessed how God was abiding with him.
他不但没有死。
He not only did not die,
因为神他的地位更坚固。
Because of God, he secured his position even more.
所以今天我们信神的人，我们绝对不能够说我今天或今天就是谁的错误。
So today as believers, we cannot blame others and say the reason why I am what I am today is because of someone's fault.
如果我们敬畏神，
because if we fear the Lord,
我们有神的同在，
we have the abidance of God.
我们倒下去还会再起来。
When we fall down, we will stand up again.
因为神跟我们同在。
Because God abides with us.
这个就是当时约瑟的原则。
This is Joseph's principles at that time.
他是威武不能屈的一个人。
He cannot compromise because he was a stately man.
那我们顺便一提，就是约瑟不会犯罪啊，有一个很重要的原则。
Then we realize that there is a very important principle why Joseph did not sin.
在第十节。
In verse 10.
后来天天跟约瑟说，约瑟却不听从，不与他同寝，也不跟他在一处。三个不。
There are three did nots here.
不听。
He did not heed her.
不他跟他在发生关系。
He did not lie with her.
不跟他在一处。
Or he did not be with her.
有一次有一个记者在访问这个 Billy Graham， 美国一个很出名的布道家。
There was one time a reporter was interviewing Billy Graham, a very famous evangelist.
他是差不多美国唯一出名的这个一些神职人员没有花边新闻的。
He was about the only evangelist in the U.S. that have no negative rumors.
人问他到底你有什么原则？
The interviewer asked him, "What is your reason?"
他说我只有一个原则。
He said, "I only have one principle."
除了我的家人之外
，aside from my family members，
我不跟任何一个异性单独在一个房间。
I will not be with an opposite gender alone in an enclosed area.
包括他的秘书
，including his secretary.
他说后来 Clinton 的太太请他吃饭。
And then we heard that later on, Clinton's wife invited him for a meal.
他也在公众的这个餐厅里面跟他一起吃饭。
He was dining publicly in a restaurant.
确实我们人要避免这种试探。
Therefore, as a person, we want to avoid this type of temptation.
只要不是你的家人，你不跟任何一个异性单独在一个房间，就不会有问题。
There will not be a problem only if you keep this principle whereby you are not alone with any other opposite gender.
我们常常觉得我们站立得稳。
We often feel that we are steadfast.
进到一个环境我们自己造成的，进到试探。
But when we come into a certain circumstance, we are yielding into that temptation ourselves.
所以这个约瑟的原则适合我们来使用。
So this principle of Joseph is suitable for us to employ.
那第三个原则。
The third principle.
我们看约瑟后来就神就把他提拔了。
We see that later on God elevated Joseph.
其实他在监牢里面也托过人替他说情。
Actually, even in the prison, he had the favor of someone speaking on his behalf.
结果那个人一出监牢以后就把他忘记了。
Later on, the person went out of the prison and forgotten everything.
虽然那个人忘记了，但是神没有忘记约瑟。
Even though that person did not have any remembrance, but God remembered Joseph.
所以神就让这个法老就做一个梦。
So God allowed this Pharaoh to have a dream.
那没有人能够解梦。
And no one could interpret it.
后来就想起是约瑟。
Later on, they thought of Joseph.
那约瑟就替他解梦。
Joseph interpreted the dream.
就这样一跳，他就变成宰相了。
In a split of a second, he became the prime minister.
那个机会是从哪里来？
Where does that opportunity come from?
不是人安排的。
It's not by arrangement of
man. 是神创造的。
It is the creation of God.
如果你在读但以理书，
If you read the whole book of Daniel,
但以理怎么可以变成宰相呢？
What is the process that Daniel became a prime minister?
也是王做梦啊。
It is also due to the king having a dream.
没有人能够解。
Nobody is able to interpret.
神给他聪明。
God gave him wisdom.
他一解开了，他就变成宰相了。
He interpreted immediately. He became the prime minister.
所以机会在乎神。
So chance came from God.
如果神要赐福给你
，If God wants to bless you,
神就给你机会。
And God will give you the chance.
你就很轻松了。
You will relax.
很奇怪，很一些事情就一直发生，然后你就一直往上爬。
Apparently, everything will come into place, and you climb up to the top.
这个就是我们基督徒生活的秘诀。
This is the very secret of every Christian.
我们是靠神的同在，靠神的恩典。
We rely on the grace and the abundance of God.
所以我们可以安息。
So we can rest.
那如果我们信神，没有抓住这个秘诀
，But if we believe in God and we do not keep hold of this secret,
那你就在公司里面人这样勾心斗角，这样斗来斗去。
Then you are in your company and everyone plotted evil schemes. You are also in the midst of it.
很辛苦。
You feel very tired.
你为着要保有职位，那你就有这个 politics 在那玩来玩去，这个很辛苦。
Just because you want to secure your position, you play with politics, you will feel very tiresome.
但是如果神真的跟我们同在
，But if God abides with us,
那个你公司的老板也是，他的心也是神控制的。
The heart of your boss is also controlled by God.
所以我们在教会里面听到很多很感人的见证。
So in the church, we always hear of many moving testimonies.
神同在很自然，你一路一路走来都是看到神在带领。
When God is with us, we will feel step by step God is leading the way.
所以约瑟在这个王宫里面，这整一个政治的场合，好像但以理在王宫里面，这是一个政治的场合。
So when Daniel was in the palace, as well as Joseph was in the palace, they're all in the political arena.
但是他有他的原则。
But they hold on to their own principles.
他知道他所拜的神是什么神。
He understands who is the God that he's worshiping.
坚持原则。
He was steadfast in his principles.
威武不能屈。
As a steadily man, he will be unyielding.
这个叫做做基督徒有骨气。
This is the principles of a Christian.
敬畏神是谁不能够改变的。
To fear God, this is a fact that no one can change.
啊，后来约瑟就进到了王宫。
Later on, Joseph went into the palace.
做了宰相。
He became the prime minister.
那我们做了宰相，从后面的记载发现约瑟另外一件非常不简单。
Later on, after he became the prime minister, we realized that he was also great in a certain matter.
就是他已经富贵了，贵了，他已经在宰相了，他也富了，发财了。
He has become a noble man and he is in luxury, in wealth.
但是你看他的生活。
But when you see his life,
啊，富贵不能淫呢。
He was not corrupted because of wealth.
这个淫呢，就是不会放纵。
Which means he is not indulgence.
这是不简单啊。
This is not easy.
啊，富贵不能淫。
You're not indulging even if you are in wealth.
人在富贵当中有一种自我控制的能力。
When a person is in wealth, this person is able to control himself.
尼布甲尼撒王有一天坐在王宫。
King Nebuchadnezzar one day was in his palace.
他看到这个建设这么伟大。
He saw the magnificent architecture.
他说：“这不是凭着我大能力大力建设的吗？”
He said to himself, "Is this not because of my mighty hand that have created all these?"
他的心他自己抓不住。
He cannot keep hold of his own heart.
就讲出来了。
So he spoke it out.
他一讲出来
，Once he said it out loud,
天上声音说：“你的王位离开你。”
There was a voice from heaven said, "You will lose your kingship."
他就发疯了，去当野兽七年。
He was in 7 years dwelling with the beast.
有一天他抬头望天。
One day he looked up to heaven.
他了解至高者在人的国中掌权。
He realized the Most High God is reigning among men.
要将王位给谁就给谁。
He will give the kingdom to anyone he pleases.
那神就带领他回来当王。
So God then led him back to become the king.
这一次他不一样了。
This time he became a different man.
他不敢这样讲了。
He dared not say so.
因为他知道一切都是神给的。
Because he understood everything comes from God.
所以他就能够控制。这一次他不能这样讲了。
This time he can control himself. He cannot say these things.
所以我们在世界上，你就想，为什么政治里面要有三权分立
？So you can see in the whole political arena in the world, why is it that there are three aspects?
因为人一旦抓到权
，because once a person have power,
人就很难有节制。
It is very difficult for him to have self-control.
所以需要有一个平衡。
So there must be a balance.
这个是人发明的一个制度。
This is a statute created by man.
但是对一个敬畏神的人来讲
，But to a person who fears the Lord,
会让他自我节制那个力量是神。
The power that can control himself that comes from God.
如果一切都是出于神
，If everything comes from God,
神给你，神也可以拿掉。
God gives you this, God will be able to take away.
神提高，神也可以把你降下。
God can elevate you and can make you descend.
神给你健康，神也可以让你生病。
God gives you health, God can also make you ill.
神能够让你高贵，也能够让你卑微。
God can make you noble, God can also make you low.
那我们一旦觉悟这个事实
，Once you can come to this realization,
我们人就有节制。
Then we as human beings can have self-control.
这个就是人在富贵当中需要学习的。
This is something that we can have to learn in our wealth.
我们来看一个例子。
We take a look at an example.
好，请看以赛亚书三十九章。
Let us take a look at Isaiah 39.
好，以赛亚书三十九章。
The book of Isaiah, chapter 39.
第四节
，Verse four，
以赛亚说：“他们在你的家里看见什么
？”And Isaiah said, "What have they seen in your house?"
啊，当时有巴比伦派使者来。
At that time, there are Babylonian envoys
到西西家的家里面
，visiting the house of Hezekiah.、
那这个使者一过去，神就派先知去见他。
Once the envoys had returned, God sent his angel to him.
说他们在你家里看见什么
？Saying, what have they seen in your house?
到底看到什么
？What is it that they have seen in your house?
西西家欢喜使者就把自己的宝库、金子、银子、香料、贵重的膏油、武库、一切军器，并所有的财宝都给他们看。
Verse two.
啊，凡是家中的西家，没有一样不给他们看的。哦，这个就是西西家给他看的。
In this case, Hezekiah showed them everything.
这个就是银。
This is indulgence.
就是放纵。
Indulgence and corruption.
他收不住，他的心收不住。
He cannot retrieve back his heart.
因为他给人看，他有荣耀。
Because he retained glory when he displayed everything to others.
他让人知道别人对他有一种尊重。
He by showing this to others, he gained respect from others.
但是神不喜欢。
But God displeased.
所以第五节，
Verse 5.
以赛亚对西西家说：“你要听万军的神说话的日。”第六节。
Verse 6.
日子要到，凡你家中所有，并你积蓄到列祖到如今，都要被掳到巴比伦，不留一样。这是神说的。所以你现在给人看的，给你荣耀的，给你人尊重你的，你要全部被拿掉。
Therefore, from this day, whatever you have displayed and let others take a look at, everything will be carried away.
为什么
？Why?
因为你不配。
Because you are not worthy of
that. 当你在富贵的时候，你没有办法控制。
In your wealth, you have no power to have self-control.
所以这个我们看这个约瑟在当宰相啊，他对他的爸爸，他对他的兄弟是这么的好，这么的谦卑，不简单的。
So we can see that it is not an easy task. When Joseph was in his wealth and luxury, he can treat his father and his brothers very well.
他里面有一股力量在控制自己。
There is surely a strong power within him to control himself.
就因为这个样子。
Because of this,
他虽然漂流在埃及，
even though he was wandering in the land of Egypt,
虽然前半段受苦，
even though he in his half lifetime he was in suffering,
他的后半段一直享受富贵，一直到他死。
The latter half of his life he was immersed in luxury until his death.
不简单。
It is not easy.
这是值得我们来效法。
This is surely worthy of our emulation.
在漂泊当中往下沉又往上漂。
In our wanderings, a person will go down and be elevated again.
前半生受苦，后半生享福。
The half part of his life was in sufferings. The latter half was in enjoyment.
他不能赢的另外一点，我们看五十章。
We take a look at chapter 50, the other point that helps him not to be indulging.
十九节。
Verse 19.
约瑟对他们说：“不要怕，我只能够代替神呢、啊，因为他的父亲死了以后，他哥哥很怕约瑟来报复。”
After his father's death, the brothers were very scared that he was going to take revenge.
因为约瑟现在有权呢、啊。
Now Joseph had the power.
所以我们人啊，一旦有权，现在就很容易讲一些威吓的话，做一些要表现自己什么。
Once a person carries power, it is very easy for him to speak threatening words or plotting any other things.
但是约瑟要怎么来解开他这个十几年的痛苦呢？
But how is Joseph going to tackle this brokenheartedness of many years?
不会让这个痛苦变成恨的来原因呢？
Not letting this brokenheartedness turning into hatred.
他一定要对这个痛苦有一个适合的、有意义的解释。
He has to come up with a good explanation to this bitterness.
那这个要怎么解释？
How is he going to explain?
二十节。
Verse 20.
从前你们的意思是要害我，但是神的意思是好的。
But as for you, you meant evil against me, but God meant it for good.
你们要卖我，这是你们不好。
It is very bad that you wanted to sell me.
但是神的旨意就是借着你们的错误成全。
But the will of God has been fulfilled due to your mistakes.
所以虽然你卖我，让我受苦。
Even though you sold me away and let me go into suffering.
但是神的旨意今天让我在这里当宰相成全了。
But it is the will of God that now I can become the prime minister over here.
所以我怎么能够代替神呢？
So Am I in the place of God?
所以这十几年的恩怨就这样解消了。
This vengeance of over many years have been solved instantly.
就是在神的旨意之下解消了。
In the will of God, it has been solved.
这个就是不能屈，就是不能隐了，不会放纵他的权柄。
In this way, he has not used his power in order to be corrupted or to indulge.
我们感谢神，有时候我们在教会里面看到有的弟兄相当有成就。
So we thank God in the church. We often see some brothers and sisters. They are full of accomplishments.
对教会的工作大力支持，也很爱人。
They love men and they are in full support of the church work.
但是在生活当中却很谦卑。
But in their daily lives, they are yet still very humble.
这是一个很好的榜样。
This is a good example.
这是会蒙神祝福的。
Surely such a person will be blessed.
富贵不能淫。
In wealth, we cannot be corrupted.
这是约瑟给我们的榜样。
This is the example set by Joseph.
唱诗。
Let us sing hymn.
五百首。
Hymn number 500.
Who is my horrid hunting, passionate drawing near? Entrance with it demanding, who is the voice I hear? Sweet is the tongues unfolding, open the door for me. If thou wilt hear my calling, I will abide with thee. Long live without his standing, long live with him am I. Why I am still delaying, well, he not pass me by. Sweet is the tongues of falling, open the door for me. If thou wilt hear my calling, I will abide with thee. All through the dark or dreary, knocking again each year, Jesus, thou not weary, waiting so long for me. Sweet is the tongues are falling, open the door for me. If thou wilt hear my calling, I will abide with thee. Lord, on the night of Satan, the day of end is mine. Though he rebuild and chasten, he will not me abide. Sweet is the tongues are falling, open the door for me. If thou wilt hear my calling, I will abide with thee.
坐
，Please be seated。
我们现在要一起来祷告。
Now we will kneel down to pray in one accord。
在灵恩会要更深入的祷告。
During spiritual convocation, we will make deeper prayers。
主的灵充满我们。
We ask the Lord's Spirit to fully fill us。
主灵充满我们，就有神的同在。
When the Holy Spirit fills us, we have the abundance of God。
生活就富杯满溢。
Then our cup will overflow in our daily lives。
我们就有能力能够坚持我们的原则。
We have the strength to be steadfast in our own principles。
祷告非常重要。
The prayer is very important.
欢迎诸位到前面来祷告。
We invite everyone to come forward to the front to pray.
一起来祈祷。
Let us pray.